The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on this manic Monday. That's actually a Tuesday. It feels like Monday. You think it's Monday, don't you? Is that why you play this song? Because Prince wrote it?
That's right.
It's Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. The Royals beat the Cardinals yesterday, 7-0. Come up just short of a perfect game. Went 7 perfect innings against the Cardinals before the Cards broke it up. And, of course, in the NBA playoffs, heard right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals goes to Miami, 103-84. They were up 3-0 in the series. Then Boston won 3 in a row. And then Boston at home, Game 7, they get blown out by Miami, 103-84. And now Boston has lost home game sevens to an 8 seed in both the NHL and the NBA this year.
Yeah.
So,
too bad for those, fans. It's a damn shame, isn't it? Yeah. Did you believe that Miami was going to win that, though?
No.
When
it was 3-0 Miami, I said there's no way Boston's going to come back.
Yeah.
And then when they won that game with a buzzer beater or the tip-in in game six, I said there's no way Miami
especially game three,
is going to win game seven.
But game three, when
look like Boston quit.
Boston quit. I'm going, they're done. They're done. I was shocked that they came back and even the series. Totally shocked. And then once they did, I thought, oh, gosh. But then again, Boston can't win at home, so.
So are you trying to call my dad again? Is this the same? You're having issues? Now, what is the problem? You can't call his cell phone? Like, I don't know who to believe.
He's out riding his bike in the downpour.
No, he's not. Not texting him to call in, and he's not responding.
You want to talk to me and Bloom, and Bloom had to run.
You want me to try to call him?
Yeah, try calling his cell phone on the phone in there, because this phone, for some reason, sometimes you try to... You know what I bet it is? I bet your dad has that setting turned on his phone where it doesn't accept unknown calls. It just automatically goes to voicemail.
Maybe he just doesn't want to talk. I'll see if he accepts my phone call. Let's see. Here we go. Mike, do you have that setting where you don't answer Marco's calls?
I don't answer anybody's calls.
Hey, call into the show real quick. Can you call into the show real quick? I just texted it to you. All right, bye. He's calling into the show 1,000 times. What's the number?
I don't have the number.
I go, look, I just texted to you.
Oh, that's good.
It sounds loud. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something.
He's probably the engine out in an old Ford Mustang or something.
I tell you, he ain't doing that.
Oh, okay.
We might be interrupting something.
Oh, good
so
for him.
Let's see if he calls in.
Good for him.
We are scheduled to... it is funny, isn't it? Marquez Valdes-Scantling is scheduled to join us in the next segment to talk about
him?
Celebrity softball game that's coming up June 9th at Legends Field.
Sweet.
Then we're going to talk to Jarrett Sutton about his wedding and about basketball. And then Scott Sharp from the Royals got a lot of stuff to talk about him with. And so, now I just texted him the number.
He call you back?
No, I just... you see the process? It shouldn't be this difficult. Now, you see, he just answered my phone call. Right?
Dial him up on the phone in there.
He ain't going to answer. Will this come up? Will this come up?
I love
unknown?
Your dad. He's a man after my own heart. I don't answer anything unless it's my wife. So
do you want me to show you that setting on your phone where any unrecognizable number?
I don't have to. All you have to do is shut the phone down. Shut the power off. Nobody's going to bother you.
Don't you want to not be bothered, though?
I'm never bothered.
I can't even get a dial tone in this damn phone.
Hey, I just got a picture from my wife from Africa of a lion. So, I showed you the hippo photos.
Where is she at?
Zimbabwe.
Okay. And remind me what she's doing down in Zimbabwe again.
I traded her in for a couple of zoo animals.
Zoo animals?
Yeah.
You're going to become the Tiger King of Kansas City now?
Yep.
That's what farmland's for.
She's down to do a mission work.
Straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail.
Dude, hey,
I love him.
You might have interrupted something, Steve. Try to call him on your cell phone and guide him through the process of calling in.
Okay.
Tell him just show up at the studio. He might be in the area. You don't know where your dad is.
I can tell you he's not in Overland Park. He's not in this area.
You don't know that.
Only time he'll come out here is to come out here, and then he'll tell me how much he hates coming out here.
Jailhouse Nachos. Yeah. I haven't had him for a long time. Haven't had him for a long time.
Oh, hang on. This might be him.
Oh, boy. How long did it take him to call? That was like a 5-minute delay.
Well, you know, they're getting thunderstorms up there.
Yeah.
So it might not have.
We don't know where he is. It didn't sound like he was at home. It sounded like he was doing something. So sometimes he goes in and he's got a friend that owns a lunch place. Sometimes
I was going to say a bar, maybe.
No, he's not there either. Uh-huh. The only bar he used to go to was the Ask You In on Independence Avenue, and that no longer exists. The Ask You In, no longer exists.
Yeah, nice.
All right. Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Man, it's quite a process to try to get you on the phone these days. I'm glad everything went well.
Well, I mean, I'm down at DeCapo Foods watching John David do his magic, you know.
I told you.
Nine cookies.
Well, you called it. You called
it. So what are you doing right now? Like, what were you doing?
Those are good cookies, by the way.
I'm having an Italian cookie plus a tiny cup of coffee. Watching my friend make cookies.
Oh, yeah?
He makes some good cookies. Man,
How was your Memorial Day?
It was great. I love watching my grandson play.
Well, that was on Sunday night. Yeah, at Knuckleheads, you were there. And you stayed until you hung out there until the end. You made it through.
Yeah, I stayed to the end, buddy. That's right. The way I work. I roll that way.
Yesterday, you just stayed home and relaxed?
Yeah, I didn't go nowhere.
You got
takes a day to recoup, doesn't it?
Bluma had to leave, but we got Mike Boddicker in here. You will say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Good to hear your voice. We were just talking about Jailhouse Nachos. I haven't had them for a long time.
We got to do them.
We have to do it.
Hey, Dan, Mike.
Some more cookies and some more nachos.
Oh, yeah, bring cookies with you when you're coming.
I don't know if there's some cookies you may not want to eat, but he has some.
I don't care. I'm good.
Are you, Mike was just telling us about when he used to trap beavers. What do you think about that?
Trap beavers?
Yeah. They used to call him Trapper back in the
George
day.
George still I calls him Trapper.
You. George Brett still calls him Trapper. Did you know that, though, that he traps? What else have you trapped?
Big muskrat, raccoon, fox.
All of it. Foxes, muskrat, raccoons, beavers.
Beavers mainly.
Yeah.
If I can.
So this is the question, all right? This was brought up again. Because I want to make this. When are we all going to get together and take the kids and all go fishing?
You keep talking about it. Nobody ever
asked.
Nobody ever asks. You never call and say, hey, let's go.
When can we go?
I'm free. All you have to do is say the word. You know, I owe you for everything you do for me.
You owe me for nothing. I just want to go fishing.
So whenever you call, I'll make it work.
The girls want to go. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like Richie
Philbin wants to go.
We'll take the big boat out. It holds 10.
What will we catch?
Crappies, walleye, perch, whatever you want to catch. Catfish.
Walleye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we've got some monster catfish now.
Well, you teach us how to cook it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love monster catfish.
I go on the show with them easy now.
We love baby. We're big fans.
Yeah.
I told you about that one I almost caught.
Okay. Almost doesn't count.
Is this story okay for the air?
I had it on there.
Where was
He got caught in a car body, and there was a skin diving team down there from Lee Summit down to Warsaw.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy told me, you got a hell of a catfish on there. You want me to unhook him? He said, he's in a car body. I said, yeah, get him out of there. He said, every time I try to get him out, he rolls the windows up on me. So if they were electric windows, I could have waited till the battery run down. But, you know, I just cut the line.
Hey, what was that? I don't want to get you in trouble. What was that fish that you made us? Remember when you head over and you made fish nuggets? out of it in the deep fryer. It was a special, certain kind of fish you had caught. Where there's only certain
times. That one you only catch. What's that one you only catch one season a year, Mike? That one with no bones.
Sturgeon?
No, the other one down in the Ozark.
Oh.
Where you got to snag them.
Got me. I've never snagged before.
And this is not a joke. There's something.
I'm trying to think.
The only way you can catch them, they won't bite on anything.
No,
you got to snag them. Yeah. Spoonbills.
Spoonbills. Yeah. Spoonbills.
Yeah.
Yep.
They call me Spoonbill Steve down there.
They do, actually.
Yeah.
That's good fish, too.
That is.
No,
good
it was
fish.
Really good. Yeah. Have you ever had?
I have had spoonbill.
This is a thing.
You ever had sturgeon?
I have not.
God, that's so good.
I bet that's on the same line.
Oh, my gosh. No bones, just cartilage. You put them on, deep fat fry them, and just,
I think walleye is probably the best of the best.
Walleye's the best of the best. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so we'll make this happen. So we'll let you get back to work, but we just wanted to check it. Mike wanted to say hi, and I know that you are concerned with Gary Lezak leaving. You want him to stay on the show, don't you?
Oh, I can put my foot down. He won't go nowhere.
Right. Well, no, he's going. He's getting the. We don't. He's
not.
He's
Mr.
leaving
Shane
real
John
quick.
Does
something's
not want
going
him
on.
To leave. He won't leave.
Just like they told me years ago in the union, you just didn't tell them hard enough. You just didn't tell them the right way.
Steve St. John, former union rep out at Ford at the plant in Tacoma.
Tacoma, yeah,
a union man here. What were you? What was your roles? What did you do with the union?
I was a EAP rep.
So that's another word for enforcer.
We went down to Arkansas to unionize the company, and I got into it. One of the guys, he said, "I'm not joining no union." And my buddy Earl Wilson took him in the bathroom and. He left. He said, let's go. He said, he's going to join. I said, what'd you do? He said, well, you just didn't ask him nice enough. Went down there and punched him in the mouth.
Here we go. There's another wonderful story from Steve St. John
Sr. Everybody will do whatever. You just got to ask them the right way.
Got to ask them the right way. So we just got to ask Gary the right way to stay on the show, and you think he'll stay?
Yeah, kind of, because I do know where he lives.
Right. So maybe you can get that. Hey, he leaves Friday, I think, so get that taken care of.
Yeah, you're running out of time here.
We'll just have to shorten the deal here.
All right, Dad, I just want to check in with you and make sure you had a good Memorial Day. Tell you I love you.
We love you guys. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Boy. I love your dad.
Bye now.
Love your dad.
Would you have enjoyed my dad and Earl Wilson asking you to unionize?
That's old school stuff, man.
Is it?
It is.
You want Gary to stay on the show?
Yes, I do.
You think he will?
No.
You don't think he's going to stay on the show?
No.
How do you feel about doing weather every day at 7:55?
I could.
I know you could, but
I'm
how do you feel
I'm
about it?
I'm constantly checking the weather.
Because you're our backup plan.
Go back to the Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's
you
Almanac.
Just come in and read
at least
a selection.
I get it right.
Read a selection for the Farmer's Almanac every day. Okay, we're going to end this on a positive
That's
note.
What we need to tell Gary. If he leaves, we have to give we're going to be giving our listeners Farmer's Almanac.
There you go.
Info.
That's right.
That might get
him. Tell him I'm doing it, and I'm doing it with Farmer's Almanac. So
he'd get pissed off
actually,
legitimately.
Actually, I'd get it right. So just tell him that.
Tell him we're replacing him with a combination of Mike and the Farmer's Almanac and a different weather app. Just pick any weather app or the Weather Channel or
weather
something
channel.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That would get him super pissed off.
Yeah. Get him stirred up enough to, trust me, he'll be back here.
All right, the Royals go for the quick sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals after the 7-0 victory yesterday. Zach Greinke on the mound. What have you seen from Greinke as of late? He's been pitching well.
He's been pitching well. He just goes out there and does what he does. You at his age and what the amount of innings that are in his arm, he's doing really well. He really is. I mean, you can't expect the young Zach Greinke. He is what he is right now at his age, and he's given us good innings. He's pitched well.
Do you have a little bit of hope now for this rotation, now that Daniel Lynch is healthy and back, and what you've seen from Mike Myers in this past two
It's starts. Better. It's better.
Two nice additions there.
Two nice additions. Yeah. All you have to do, and our bullpen's fried. I mean, you can't, you can't keep running eight, nine guys
May
out there 30th. Every day.
They can't be fried yet, Mike.
You know, I mean, guys are in the games every day. It's you can't do that. Your arm can't do that. You know,
so it's very important to get these starting pitchers. Rolling.
You have to get them. You have to give us, you know, give us six.
Get that hot weather.
Yeah, give us six innings. And I think those guys can. I know Meyer can do it. I mean, I like watching him pitch. Greinke can do it. I don't know about Lynch yet. But
Jordan Lyles almost did it the other day, but he continues to give up a massive amount of runs.
A lot of home runs.
Yeah.
Good Lord. It's just like somebody turns a faucet on and say, okay, just hit as many out as you can.
No, let me tell you. You're talking about when he hits a wall,
when he hits a wall.
It's over. You better get out there fast.
Because
he can look good, and then when he's done, things fall apart.
You get to that
immediately.
Fourth, fifth, sixth inning with him, you better have somebody up in the pen ready to go.
Here's
because
the deal.
It can turn so fast to make your head spin.
You don't let the lineup see him that third time around. You get him the hell out of there. So that's it. We're going to have MVS on the show next. Mike Boddicker, thanks. You're invited to stay, but thanks for hanging out.
I appreciate it. I have to do a little
get after
auto work, and I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Come on.
I might even show up at 6.
That's fine.
I dare you.
Who's going to stop you?
At 5, why not?
Hey, show up at 5. I'll let you in personally.
Your wife's on a trip to Africa
She's
right
in
now.
Africa.
There are no
She
rules.
Just sent me a picture of a lion. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Send her a picture of Marco in return. See what she thinks of that.
She likes right? Mark.
That's
she
what
loves
I mean.
Marco.
She might like that.
She loves your family.
We'll take a break. Everyone loves Marco's family. Yeah. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John solo with Marco Marquez and also we have Catch Up the Intern. A little bit later on we'll talk to Jared Sutton, also Royals assistant GM Scott Sharp. We hope to catch up with Marquez Valdez-Scantling about his upcoming charity softball game June 9th at Legends Field. Speaking of wide receivers, here is Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. Clip number 2, Marco Marquez. DeAndre Hopkins is now a free agent. Let go by the Arizona Cardinals. Here, Jeremy Fowler tells us where the best landing spot is for DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, when I talk to other teams about potential fits and predictions, you know, they see Buffalo or Kansas City as two options for him. Certainly, they have receiver needs. They're in contention. They don't have a whole lot of money, though. They're both tight on cap space, and the Chiefs just did a Donovan Smith deal for the left tackle, which complicates matters for them. And, you know, they believe in Kadarius Toney, that he could be a number one type receiver for them, but certainly they wouldn't mind adding a guy like Hopkins, too. You know, if I had to make a prediction, I think Buffalo will be in the mix on it, but I also don't think they're desperate to spend a ton of money on him either. So, but, you know, those two come to mind. I still look at the Jets a little bit just because they were in on Odell Beckham pretty heavily. So maybe if they're still in the market for a high-end guy like that. But the tricky part is they have so many Aaron Rodgers targets now with Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and all his old friends from Green Bay. There are only so many footballs to go around there.
All right. Here Jeremy Fowler tells us how close the Cardinals were to trading Hopkins before they decided to release him.
Close. I don't know if I'd classify it as close. Teams were inquiring. Hopkins did talk with some teams, including some contending teams. Yeah, Kansas City is one that was involved to some extent. I mean, really, the issue was the $19 million salary that he had and what kind of new reworked salary he would have taken as part of a trade. That's my understanding. You know, like, if especially when Odell Beckham got $15 million guaranteed from Baltimore, and you're Hopkins and you're more productive and you're due $19 million, though it's non-guaranteed, that was his salary in Arizona, he's probably figuring, well, hey, it's hard for me to take some sort of haircut on that. And, you know, I think he would have taken a lesser deal, but he would have had easy to reach incentives to get him back to the $19 million. So that's just something teams weren't really willing to do. And so it just became tough to trade him. So the Cardinals just said, let's save the money now. And, you know, certainly it'll be a market for him, but it is late May, so it's tricky to figure out how much money he can really get.
So that's what Jeremy Fowler says, very similar to what Albert Breer has reported, that both the Chiefs and Bills are interested, but contract money would be an issue, especially after the Chiefs signed Donovan Smith to a free agent contract. Both teams had discussions with the Cardinals about making a trade for DeAndre Hopkins. The Chiefs made some progress, actually, when it came to money and contract, because they were given permission to speak with DeAndre Hopkins, according to Albert Breer's report. But then the sizable amount of money that Baltimore gave Odell Beckham Jr. in his one-year deal blew up the contract talks between the Chiefs and DeAndre Hopkins, and so they couldn't get it done. And then they were too far apart, and so no trade was made, no deal could be reached, and now DeAndre Hopkins is on the free agent market. And again, Buffalo's interested, the Chiefs are interested, according to Albert Breer and Jeremy Fowler, but money's an issue there. And so we'll see. It's going to be very, very simple for DeAndre Hopkins. If he wants to join a Super Bowl contender, the opportunities are there with the Kansas City Chiefs and with the Buffalo Bills, but he will have to take less money. If he wants to make a lot more money in a one-year deal, then he can go with a team that does not have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And so he's made a lot of money in his career. He's had the opportunity to play on some pretty good teams with the Texans, some not-so-good teams with the Cardinals. And so for a wide receiver at his age and trying to turn a one-year deal into a multi-year deal, something similar to what Juju Smith-Schuster did here in Kansas City, come and have a productive year and turn that into a multi-year deal, he has, you know, what's his priority? Is he going to go someplace where he has a better chance to be the guy? He's not going to be the guy here, because that's Travis Kelce when it comes to catching passes from Patrick Mahomes. Will he go someplace where he can be the guy, where he doesn't really have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, but maybe he can put up bigger numbers and get more money? Or does he go to a place like Buffalo, where Stephon Diggs is the guy, or Kansas City, where Travis Kelce is the guy, and he'll have a chance to win and play meaningful games but make less money? It's going to be on him to decide. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Who will be crowned the NBA's best? Will it be Denver or will it be Miami? The fight for the title is on, and you can join the NBA Finals action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can place a $5 bet during the NBA Finals and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can take a shot at bigger payouts with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Open the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place your stepped up same game parlay by combining three or more bets from any NBA Finals game. Boost your NBA winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 810WHB. New customers can place a $5 bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code 810WHB.
Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 800-522-4700. 21 plus, physically present in Kansas. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Opt-in and 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHP. You know, another reminder of the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. And I think we kind of forget the hand-wringing and the anxiety that was taking place in Kansas City when he suffered that ankle injury against Jacksonville. And look, that game was in doubt when he went out of the when he went off the field with that ankle injury. And then that whole week leading up to the AFC Championship game with the Bengals, I'm out there. My Instagram. I'll post a lot of cool stuff on my Instagram account over the years. And that freaking video that I posted of him walking to the podium the first day that he was available to the media leading up to the Cincinnati game, that stupid video, like a 7 or 8 second video of him just walking up to the podium,
mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. I shudder to even look. It's like thousands and thousands and thousands of views, by far more than anything else that anyone's seen on my Instagram account. I still get like views on it every day.
Well, Patrick Mahomes' foot.
But people went crazy, right?
Absolutely.
And we saw, and there was a chance that was going to be the narrative, right? That was going to be, well, the Chiefs maybe could have won the championship this year, but Mahomes' ankle, it was just too much to overcome, and that was it. Liked by, I've got 13,592 people have liked that video. And then the views on it are through the roof, right? People were just obsessed. And then remember even in the Super Bowl when he went off the field hurt. And in every one of those games, he showed tremendous toughness, the mental fortitude to be able to overcome the pain in his foot, but not just to play, but still play in an elite level and make plays that only he could make. And think about it. Ultimately, the play that helped win the game against Cincy, his legs, when he made that run that drew the late hit that got the flag that put him in field goal territory, that final run that he had against the Eagles in the Super Bowl that put them in gimme field goal territory. And so the reason I bring this up is there's no guarantee that was going to happen. And that's why it's like another chapter in the legend of Patrick Mahomes, because then we see last night what happens at the very beginning of the game. The stud, the star of the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum, suffers what looked like a bad ankle/foot injury. And he showed a tremendous amount of toughness, because after that foot injury, after he hurt his ankle, he played 42 minutes, hobbled. And you saw how bad it was, like even towards the end of the fourth quarter when he had that dunk and he came down on his foot.
Yeah, oh man.
It was bad.
Oh.
But the whole time I'm thinking, and look, football is different than basketball, that's different than baseball, that you would have. But I'm watching that and I'm thinking, damn, that reminds me of Mahomes. But what was the difference? What's the difference? And again, they're two different sports. But Tatum, give him credit. He played. He played through it. He played 42 minutes. But he was unable to play at an elite level. And he was unable to play at the level necessary to help Boston win that game. And look, Miami was so good that maybe even a healthy Tatum, that's not enough to beat Miami last night. But you know, it took some wind out of the sails of the rest of his team when they knew from the beginning he was not going to be healthy. You know, that it's not like that injury took place in the third quarter. Play this clip from Jason Tatum. Injuries are a part of the game, but he said, don't feel sorry for him, because that's just what it is.
I mean, I don't want nobody to feel bad for me. Unfortunately, injuries are a part of this game. And I've been fortunate enough, right? up until this point. You know, I've never missed games. I've played 95% of the games since I've been in the league. I've top two in minutes since I've been in the league. It just was, you know, unfortunate fall tonight on the first play of the game, and something I was trying to battle through throughout the game.
All right, here's one more from Tatum talking about how he played and what the injury, how it affected him.
I saw the video. I saw it after the game that you know, I came down, you know, on my ankle. And it's tough because it, you know, kind of impacted me the rest of the night. Swelled up, and it was just frustrating that I was kind of like a shell of myself. It's tough to move. You know, it was just frustrating, especially, you know, that happened on the first play.
And I give him all the credit in the world. Played 42 minutes for that. Gave everything he had. Just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, you know. But, and again, that's just a reminder of what Patrick Mahomes is and how legendary that was that he pulled that off. Getting through the coming back in the Jacksonville game, getting through it, playing at the level he did in the Cincinnati game, playing at the level he did in the game against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. Because it very easily could have been a press conference like that. I was a shell of myself. I couldn't get it done. It just it affected my play, you know. But that's part of the game. Instead, it was Mahomes every game in the playoffs, gutting through it, and then hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Unbelievable.
Do you think the opportunity to be great was there, and Jason just didn't take it? Because I
don't know. But like that's the unknown. Yeah. I don't know. If he was healthy, they still might not have beat the Heat last night. But I think him getting hurt also probably, you don't think that affected the rest of the players? Like some of the other guys stepped up. But when you lose your guy right off the bat, not lose him, but when you know he's hurt, he's compromised, that affects the mentality of everyone else.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, 8 turnovers yesterday, probably having trouble finding other options outside of.
I mean, he probably put more on his plate, and he pressed. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other guys stepped up to the plate and raised their level of the game, but also got to give credit to the Heat. They were too good. We will take a break. Back into this on WHB. Back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Here's a couple of fun comments from Charles Barkley last night after the game. Inside the NBA on TNT. Here, Charles Barkley talks about what he would do if his team was shooting poorly from three in the first quarter, if he was in the playoffs.
Finals. That's not what you call championship caliber. You know, they tried to do it the hard way. They get accomplished. Listen, I'm not a shooter. I play with a lot of great shooters, Glenn Rice, D. Scott. And the reason why I say mix it up, this is what the great shooters I play with. D. Scott missed two shots, he's putting his head down. Kenny, you missed two shots, you're putting your head down, you mix it up. When my team goes 0-for-10 the first quarter, you know what I'm telling everybody? Don't shoot another three. Shoot another three and I'm punching your face. Let's get the ball inside. Let's take high percentage. No, seriously. Yeah. This is a game 7 closer game. If my team is 0-for-10 in the first quarter, I'm going to the bench and say, next person shoot a three, I'm punching you in your face.
Of course, that was Shaquille O'Neal who says, and you know what? Shaq was played with some great shooters and won championships. And he said that if his team was ice cold from three, he would go to the rest of the bench and tell them, if you take another three, I will punch you in the face. And I believe that is a valid threat from Shaquille O'Neal. Here's more as Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal continue to trash the Boston Celtics.
This place, we talked before the game, like a college football crowd. This place was going crazy a half hour before tip, and then it was dead silent in the fourth quarter. What happened to the Celtics tonight?
Well, number one, they play bad basketball. They're so undisciplined and unfundamentally sound. They win games strictly on talent. They don't even run an offense. That's what disappointed me the most. You know, you can win a lot of games on just talent. But when you, against the zone, they just settle for jumpers. There's no ball body movement. Same thing I said at halftime. I mean, listen, You just come out. I don't even know what the final stats was. Yes, I do, actually.
9 for 42.
9 for 42.
21.4%.
Thank you, Casillas.
16 for 77, yeah, the last two games.
Listen, they play what we refer to as hero ball. Game seven, excited. They wanted every play to be pretty, Kenny. They wanted to shoot the three. They were actually trying to get the crowd involved, but when they went 0 for 10.
To start the game.
That should have.
I said 0 for 12.
Yeah, 0 for 12. That should have told them, hey, settle it down. Let's get the, you know, pace the game back in our favor. Let's take high percentage shots and let's take the wide open shots.
Well,
so there are some comments from Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal after the Boston Celtics were blown out at home in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals by the Miami Heat last night, 103-84. Heat advanced to take on the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals. Back after this on WHB.